Also, yeah, karibu sana zawadi to the unspoken community. Mm-hmm. I understand, Bethe, you have a podcast.
Yeah.
Bethe Zawadi is also a fellow podcaster, guys. By the one thing, me, I'm always so happy when I meet a fellow creator, especially mm-hmm. a fellow podcaster. Kwanza, here in Kisumu, by the way, yeah. I love Bethe meeting creators, collaborating with other fellow creators.
Yeah.
So, guys, Bethe, if you come on, if you're always listening to this podcast and they're a creator, Timu, hit me up.
Yeah, they should hit your DM, manze, so that we collaborate. Yeah, kwanza awe nyoko Kisumu.
Bethe, I'm looking for Kisumu creators, Kisumu podcasters. So, if you listen to this podcast, ama if you listen to this podcast and you know other Kisumu creators, Kisumu podcasters, ama from podcasters from Nyanza, Western, CIA, maybe. No.
Why don't you want to go international? Because you're talking.
I want to go international, but you start from home.
Yeah, you know what? The reason why I was talking about that before I talk about my podcast. Last year, I happened to have attended the Kenya International Theatre Festival. Mm. In short form, it's called Kit Fest.
Kit Fest.
So I attended Kit Fest, and we also had a competition celebrating 70 years of the Kenya National Theatre Incorporated, Kenya Cultural Center.
Nice.
So yeah, I never got to win that competition, by the way. Mm. So then I met this South African friend of mine.
Mm.
And so I had to like just get him with the last time we had, because now I was also showing him around Nairobi. We are talking about comparing cultures between Kenya and South Africa. So yes, I got him for my podcast, but then now we had to cut our podcast short for the first episode. For the next episode, we were to record the following day. Wow. He had to catch his flight very early.
What did you do?
So it just went that way. So, you know, I'm waiting for him until November when he'll be back for the Kit Fest. Or if I happen to go to South Africa.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's why I was telling you. Yeah, that's why I was telling you. We are going international. Oh, who knows?
We are going international. Me, by the way, I want to go international. I want Unspoken like on a billboard in New York somewhere.
Oh, the Nikita Kering kind of way, yeah?
I want Unspoken on a billboard somewhere in Korea, but I'm in... Like, I want to go international. We must go international.
Yeah, dreams are valid. Dreams you just valid. Got to validate them. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, dreams are valid.
So, my podcast is available on Spotify, on Google Podcast, and as well on YouTube, because this year I've done a couple of visual episodes video.
But then I'm trying to get into visual episodes, but it's hectic. But I
the consistency.
But then I want to get into visual episodes because I've never done... really visual episodes for my podcast.
Yeah.
How is it, by the way? How do you balance?
Hey,
how is it
I being? Tell you, that's why now I'm getting to know that. Yes, regardless of me being a journalist, I'm coming to realize that TV is really hectic. My lecturer for broadcast back in campus would tell me, you know, first of all, just start with the radio. Once you are done, you're good with the radio, TV will just be a walk in the park. But then I'm coming to realize, like, TV is demanding a lot because you see how we are very much chilled and relaxed while recording this one.
Radio.
There is a way it sounds different. You have to look the part. You know, you struggle with your nonverbal cues, your facial expression. You want to really know how your nose crinkles, your eyes flares. You're like, hey, I'm an ime kodo macho sana. You see such things.
You start second guessing yourself. You're like, you have to look your perfect self.
Yes. Yeah. And actually, what I can say is, I normally feel the energy after, the energy levels, I can compare. While I'm done with an audio podcast recording, I feel I'm not so tired. Sijachoka sana. Hey, but for the visual one, you know, the lights. Maybe the light is too bright. You're trying to tell your producer to flap, to hold flaps going high.
I would encourage you to do visual. Because earlier today I was attending a Zoom meeting.
Uh-huh.
Zoom meeting where I was working. The Zoom meeting was like, it's like a Zoom class. It's like a class for podcasters where you get taught how to, you're taught how to market your podcast, how to distribute your podcast, how to, like, basically how to put your podcast out there.
Why didn't you throw me the link?
You have to pre-book it. So, that guy was asking me, like, in 3 months, where do you want your podcast to be? In 3 months, where do you want your podcast to be? What do you want to do with your podcast? Like, he was asking me those details, and I was thinking, like, it is a lot of the. He asked me, do you have visual episodes? I told him, no. I'm still trying to organize my way around that.
Yes.
And then today, just something. But one thing I'll tell you, to put your podcast out there, the first thing. Put visual episodes. Put those visual episodes. So So it's a couple of things.
But again, another thing I would advise you and other podcasters, like, you don't have to, even the visual episode, there's a way you can do it. It's audio, but just get the visualizer that shows the waveform. Somebody would still listen if you want it to be available on YouTube,
that's
right?
That's what I'm currently doing.
Yeah. Yes, I think that's the easier one. That's where I started because, hey, this video, and man, sometimes you just grabbed somebody on the streets and you tell him, you know what? I just
like
did
us today,
my
we
podcast.
Just vibed.
Yes.
We didn't plan, by the guys, didn't plan to shoot this episode with the
yeah, we never planned it.
We just vibed and I was thinking, it's 4:20 and it's raining. The weather is chill. Why not record a nice or some podcast?
So you decided to get your listeners high on your podcast. I get it.
I want this to be memorable. So it's nice to have you here.
Oh, thank you so much.
I should come to your podcast.
Yeah, you should. As early as possible. Kabla nianze kutembea Kenya.
The same way, I'll just ask you when you learn Sally Nuliza, what is, where in 3 months, where do you want your podcast to be at?
In 3 months. Okay, maybe to increase my listenership, like Izidi Sana, and just to even have more subscribers and listeners on YouTube, and also my podcast as well, because I treat it as a brand. Yeah, just to be able to feature in great events, great spaces out there.
Yeah, to do like, to impact like
that. Yeah, because, you know, by the way, besides my podcast, since it's a brand on its own, so it's not just podcasting as well. My podcast also does voiceovers and, also event hosting and content moderation. Yeah. So I want to see myself as a great host. I want to see myself doing great commercials that are well paying.
Oh, nice. Awesome stuff. I like that. I like people who have big dreams. I always say this thing here, daily kwa podcast yangu.
Uh-huh.
I always say, I'm always like, you dream big. If you have big dreams, you can be a good friend of mine. People who dream the wildest. I was talking the other day to a fellow called, not even the other day, this afternoon we're having a conversation with a fellow colleague,
mm-hmm.
and she's saying like, you guys, is it crazy that I want to do these big things, like to have a crazy life?
Yes.
Like, is it crazy that I want to have a crazy life? It's like, if I'm waking up, I want to wake up today in Tanzania, the next day like I'm in South Korea, be doing some deals, hanging out with some smart business minded people or like minded people. So she was like, is it crazy that I'm having, like, me don't want to live a basic like a
basic life,
I wake up early in the morning, I'm at work, and then journey, I go pass by somewhere, buy food, go to my house, cook, sleep.
Yeah.
The next day the same cycle.
So it becomes a monotonous cycle that is really boring,
like,
right?
I was to talk about things that scare me in life, that I don't want to live that. It scares me living that basic life, normal life. No, me, I don't want to live that.
Yeah,
live
even for
life.
Me,
crazy superstar life.
Somebody said, your dreams should scare you.
Yeah.
And there is a line of mine in my poetry. I normally say, ni my dreams zinani keep awake. So I fear, ni my dreams zinani keep awake. Now go pa nikilala zineza sleep away. Yeah, so your dreams should scare you, like, how am I going to achieve this? Because if you are having a dream whereby you're saying, I want to start a podcast. Oh, you wake up in the morning, you find, what I know, in my mom's room, there is a mic, there is a broadcaster, there are speakers, and there is headphones. I'm going to do it. You know, you find that everything is figured out, so there is no struggle. But normally, you see that pain in the struggle. It's the beauty of success.
True. How has your week been so far? How today is Thursday, guys? Oh, 4:20.
Hey, this week imenda raka sana. Inanipeleka raka. Yeah.
Like Juzi, it was Sunday. I was sad. Like weekend is over. It's Monday. It's like, but today is already Thursday. I'm like, inaenda mbio.
Yeah, you see, these days I even wonder if the day really has 12 hours. I'm
time is flying. There, just yesterday it was January. We are here. Happy
New Year. April.
April. We're almost mid-year.
Yeah.
Like, I was thinking about that thing, by the way. Yesterday, I was like, April is here. What am I doing with my life?
Yeah, and you know, you're talking about media. It really scares me. Why? Because my year as a person begins in June. I'm a June baby.
Oh, yeah, birthday boy. When is your birthday? June?
18th of June, man. I know I'm announcing it here, but we're gifts. Wa Kenya were never taught the art of gifting.
Why?
Yes, I don't know. On my part, I do really try. I do really try.
You give gifts.
I'd say I do really try because some people will be like, you've never given me, but there are people who have given.
But the ang when my birthday is.
When is your birthday?
God's a gift.
When is your birthday?
Naka Libra, I'm a Aquarius. I'm a,
you know, I left following these all, let me say, shit of
Capricorn,
of horoscopes.
Wait, the crazy one in Akwanka. Oh, kuna watu wanajidaiingi, some zodiac sign wanajidai. Is it Libra? I'm a
Gemini's.
Gemini's. There's always something about Gemini's, Libras, and
Aquarius. I don't know. I left following it much.
Because the Libras, they do die. Nowadays, if someone does a mistake, they justify the same. No.
Yeah, with
they
horoscopes.
They justify themselves, no, with horoscopes. Yeah. But do you believe in horoscopes?
I don't. I just used to follow it for fun so that I would know, what are these guys always talking about? And then I was very curious while I was young. I still remember. I think these are some of the ways my parents got to instill the love of journalism in me. Mm. You see, every Saturday, my mom would send me Nation newspaper,
and you
at the vendor. I don't know what my mom really liked. I think it was Eve Woman, that pull out. So I think,
I used to wait for Friday Pulse. Friday Pulse.
But we loved Pulse in high school. Then in primary we used to love Young Nation, right? You remember
Young Nation on Sunday?
Yes.
Ooh, aki that thing in Anfelekambali. I remember Pulse in high school. Yeah. I remember Friday when you could go to the library. Kuna line, a whole line waiting for to read Pulse. Kuna bookings after it was so fun. But then we used to read Pulse.
And by the way, let me ask you, were you reading or it was just a matter of staring at the photos?
I was reading in detail. Kwanza mimi, if you had booked the magazine after me, people knew you would wait.
Now let me ask you, you say you used to read it in detail. So who was your favorite columnist? Because you know what? Last year I met Tony Moshama, Smita. No, Smita.
Pulse.
Yes. Smita. Yes. So,
wow, he's a dope.
I was like,
he's a dope writer.
My friend was like,
shout out.
Yes. I normally talk to him.
Huh.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I'd love to hang out with such
creative. Don't steal my phone book. I only know a few celebs.
Me, I would love better to chill with such creatives. But then that she thought of it. Me, who could I remember? Shiro Mujuki used to write which segment of
Shiro?
Was it Daily Nation?
Yeah, it was in Daily Nation. Some pull out on relationships and stuff.
I would love Shiri Mujiuki.
There was also Shiko Kimani. Yeah,
hey, those writers. Like, they used to make our high school days.
And then came Nairobian. You know, Nairobian came crazy. Yeah, came Nairobian.
Hey, Nairobian Times, as I was crazy. Nairobian was so. After we'd gone bloggers, Narumas.
I don't know if this was the case also in your high school, because for us, I know of men where, you know, Nairobian stopped this issue of that this cartoonist at the back page. Normally, every Nairobian edition would have a nicely carved lady, a cartoon, right?
Yeah.
So, my friends would normally borrow Nairobian because they just want to go to that page first and stare at this lady, and then they imagine like, oh my God, this is my stolen rib in cartoon form. You see such things.
Magazines were the
but ish. I don't know how it was for ladies, because
magazine
for men
the ish in high school, they used to like in a financial life in high school,
but for ladies did you also to do it the same? Because for most of us men, it was like, you are in boys school, you're not able, the only thing close to a woman is your female teachers and maybe the teacher's family who are living within the school. And the only time you'd see a girl your age, it's during the high school funkies. So then we would take newspapers and magazines to cover up for this void that we had. I don't know what was the same for you guys. For ladies.
For us, personally for me, I think novels. Used to read novels in high school.
Yes.
For us in high school, we used to read novels. Kwanza, we used to sneak in novels. Mm-hmm. Because,
okay, novel, were there ones they never wanted you to carry?
Once
their
they
romance.
Didn't want you to carry. Kwanza, if you go there,
in novels, Shades of Grey.
Kwanza, English teachers, literature teachers, which novel, this is the name?
Shades of Grey.
Yeah,
50 Shades
of Grey. 50 Shades of Grey. Ukiona 50 Shades of Grey unanyanganya. The description, the summary.
Yes.
So we used to sneak our
And would you read them in class or where?
We used to sneak our novels, and then we used to read them during night preps. Kuna hapo saa tatu. After revising eight, after going distract, for break, now you start reading like a novel. And you start fantasizing with that novel. So I think that for us, chillers in high school, I think that's how we used to escape.
And you never
get a good erotic novel. Your night is made. Kwanza me, I would read it. Kwanza preps. At your time, I don't know how time flies during preps, night preps.
Yeah.
But time will really fly. And I'm like, it's already 10. And then I buy it. I carry it until my dorm. I read it at night. I would love. I think for chillers, it used to be novels. You keep at that erotic part. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and then you'd underline it, right?
Afu unapelekea beshte yako. Afu utaki kumwaribia, but tumesha kunaonyesha this page. I can't read.
You see, there's this chile who confirmed to me. Like, I used to ask her, do you love reading? Because people on my status are like, there is a day I met a friend of mine. I was in Kakamega. So because I was in Kakamega and this book was being sent from Nairobi, my friend is an author. He normally sends me books. Autographed.
I want to read a lot of books. Yes. I want to be into reading.
Make me to be your plug. So now he sent me the book. I told him, right now I'm in Kakamega. So if you want the book to reach me easier, dispatch it to Kakamega. So I received it. So while I'm from this, so after taking this book, so it was covered in a nice envelope, then I met this friend of mine. He's called Willie. So Willie was like, hey man, and he was with a friend of his. Akanimbia, what is this? I know it's a book. Akanimbia, kama ni mse na juana somanga status yangu, ni huyu mse. Ati umse usoma, banana post vitabu, amezi underline, anafanya nini. So then I was like, hey, okay, so you guys take what I do seriously. So then he was there, like he was exclaiming. So there is a Chile friend of mine who told me, like, she doesn't love reading, but what she used to do in high school is the same thing you're talking about. She would tell someone who loves reading, like, ukipata pati yenye iko erotic ama iko na romance, underline it for me, tell me the pages, and I go read and I return the book.
Too lazy to read. Ati ukipata this part, when you let any song. But me, I would live inch to inch. Adintarudi. Nirudi nifunge yo page. I love to read. I remember I had a book. My book friend. I remember that she was called Shakina. We used to share. That was our love language.
You don't talk. You never talked after high school because you're forgetting the name.
Shakina. You know high school? How high school is fucked up. How many friends do you talk to?
Hey, Mimi. But I have people, like.
But I would love to meet her. No, it's not my fault that we don't talk. But she disappeared. Do you have friends that disappeared after high school? Totally.
Yeah.
You don't see them anywhere on social media. You don't know. And no one knows where they went. She was that one friend, by the way. I always try to trace her. At Facebook, I generally tell like people you may know.
And maybe you know what? She's just existing on that same social media. Maybe the name they may change or something.
But where it's like, there's some people who just disappeared after high school. So she was one of those people.
Ama ni wale wakuenda maju. Hey, but high school used to give us pressure. So you see, in high school, actually, I had the most best fun moments, and I also had one of the boring moments in high school. I used to enjoy this part, drama, music, and I used to enjoy the journalism club. Like, it was really, really fun. And the fact that our principal was supporting it, man, I really owe that man his flowers for really pushing our careers.
I remember our principal loved drama club. She used to favor the drama club. Mm-hmm. And I was in drama club. It was so fun. Like, as a sister in the drama club, when they go out for fun kids, as you will be treated nicely. Like, they will cook for us lunch in school, and then school made lunch.
Yeah.
But our engine, what was sports? Siji football, siji basketball, hockey.
And you know what?
So then I'm cutting.
I know these listeners are wondering, like, where did we go to high school? Because we've talked about it so much.
We went to Kisumu Girls High School.
Oh.
KG, you're pride.
You're proud about it.
I'm so proud of my school, KG. But there, one thing. KG, your time was the prestige of the school.
They used
where
to run.
Summer?
I went to the Oriwa Boys High School.
Pinches.
Yeah, Pinches. And you see the fact that you know even the nickname of the school to mean ulikuwa na ka crush huko. Ulikuwa na ka mtu.
Pinches.
Ulikuwa na ka mtu huko.
Aki Pinches my favorite high schools. One of my favorite high schools when I was high school. Oriwa Boys.
Yeah.
Pinches was a dope school. Kwanza they were so cool. Kwanza they were friends during music festivals.
Yeah.
Kwanza mulikuwa mnapiga choral verse aje.
Oh, yeah, I remember. You see, now the funny part of life is we might have met in the same place, even at a closer distance, only that time was waiting to make us friends. And you see, I love this quote that says, somebody wrote that, I'm only waiting for time to make us strangers again. Wow, you get it.
It happens.
Yeah. So
pinches. I had a lot of friends in pinches.
So you know what? You saying this point in time, there was this time we competed in the same class of the music festival. It was a vernacular choral verse, and I remember. I remember Kisumu girls coming second after us, and they were standing beside us, and then they were like,
I'm so sure I was in that choral.
You want people to know when I came from high school? I'm not gonna mention it here. maybe you say then I'll get to know.
But the competition it will be choral verse luo. I remember the reason why ask Kisumu girls didn't win. The adjudicators told us that we are winging. That's why they didn't give us number.
Yeah, instead of saying Jatenda, you guys would say Jatsenza. So you see, we met. So I'm not gonna say the year, but whoever can relate will know when we were in high school, right?
Jatenda.
Yeah, so
I think I know some of those ways. Wow, when people
are far. That is high school. So you guys,
life is so funny.
Life is really funny.
But this world, it's coincidence. It's a small world. Wow. So you're in Pinches.
I was a Pinches.
Shout out to Pinches.
I think I should just get mad and get to talk to the journalism patron who is there now and tell him, you know what? I'm coming to do a podcast in that school.
That you mentioned that I want to go back to Kisumu Girls. It's one of the projects I'm working on this year. I want to go back to Kisumu Girls
and do a podcast.
It's like, of course, it's gonna be something that it's working with collaboration to my podcast. I want to go there, maybe do a podcast, but talk to the girls.
Yeah.
I want to go back because I want to start. But it's one. But it's
I don't know if you're going. Maybe you tag me. But you see one thing. Do you know what Sam Chile told me? So this Chile, we are very good friends. So no, do I say it talking stages? Because me, I don't really understand. I even left talking about relationships on my podcast.
My relationship at Tukianza.
Now, listen. So this Chile is a teacher at some high school in Western. So then there is this day that she told me, you know what? We had a sizu kuita shule yangu. So then I was asking her, why? Ati, you know, you're this tall, dark, and what have you? And when they hear your voice, ati, no, I can't really call you. Like, just call me to your schools, man. I'm not gonna steal people's children.
High school chiles, they are horny. I don't know if it was, but high school chiles were horny. Uh-huh. If they see a dude, during this, we used to have, of course, guests in school.
Yeah.
During, Achana, apart from Weekend Challenge, you know, Weekend Challenge, Chilean?
Yeah, of course, our school was overly religious.
Apart from Weekend Challenge, you know, activities called what were Kubamba wanakuta, what were Kubamba citizen. We, mkisikia Kubamba wanakuta.
So, mnangalia kina Timeless Noel, ni kama.
Timeless Noel wala kumada. That day, you'll wear your shortest skirt. Yeah, that t-shirt you had finyard.
Yeah.
Hey,
so, and then what was, high school was really funny.
High school chiles were, aki, we were horny. Me, I was a horny high school chick.
But, now you think you can compare that with boys, because men,
boys were horny.
But yeah, you know, men are sexual beings.
Yeah,
like you're in form two, you want to hear people start talking about sex, people are talking about their girlfriends.
We used to read these erotic novels.
Yeah.
We used to like high school, but
unatoka hapa nje, unakuja hapa nje unaanza kusema, you know what? Ata love si lazima. And I'm wondering,
so innocent.
Yeah, and you know, I'm wondering how at 21 or 23 people have given up of love. People are even paranoid about getting married. Imagine. I'm like,
it's crazy.
What's up? We need to work on ourselves.
It's too shaggy because I saw a meme. Because they did her wedding at 40. Yes. The day she turned 40.
Yeah.
So the meme can talk.
Oh, that day was this, the birthday
she did
as well.
Her wedding on her birthday. The day she turned 40.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, she did it that way. On East. So, you meme, you can say what? Sasa wewe ona kodhe vinyako 40 na amepata mtu na wewe na hiyo miaka yako 22 ushasema you don't believe in love, you have given up on love.
Yeah, like what are you giving up on, right? Yeah, and so I also saw this meme yesterday by my friend Clinton. He posted it ati demi yako no ati demi yake ni sura kiatu ndio maana wanaitana soulmates. Like violence, you know what I texted him, nikamwambia you have been banned temporarily from WhatsApp. Cause like what is
Mami Mlods are crazy.
So
shout out to Mim Lods, birthday. My favorite Mim Lods is Mim Lod. I have my favorite Mim Lod on IG. Yani yenda nafanyanga nifungue story, Insta stories zangu. the first thing
Kenyan or international?
Kenya, eh, mimi mlozoga ni Kenya. Mimi man Josh on Instagram and Just Timo.
I'm sure you tag them on this podcast.
Shout out to you, Just Timo and Man Josh, for your memes. Hey, your memes make my day, man. Shout out to you. Shout out, big shout out. Mm-hmm. Who is your favorite meme lord? Am I your meme lord? Maybe you're your meme lord.
I miss meme lord. Me now, napitanga tu zikienda. Yenye meni nice, meni nice. Yeah, like, I don't really follow memes. Which one in particular.
Memes, it's another way of like.
Maybe if you ask me, my best meme person on my status when you post memes.
Oh, kwa contacts za.
Kwa contacts.
Mimi kwa contacts. Kwa status.
Kuna dem anaitwa Angie. We anakuanga na Rosaria status. Iko tudogo. So you know what I do?
Those characters. Eko yeah. Nikiona ya mtu iko na tudot hivyo na kaa vizuri comfortably. Ai naanza kuview pole.
Ikinipata wax manze inabidi naangalia usiku. So naacha ina load ipitange then I'm like, ntaiangalia usiku ndo ni digest vizuri.
So shout out to Amma Mimozi.
And maybe let me also ask you, if now you compare the contrast, tulikuanga na hii mindset fulani like, campus is like this, and then now, that time you're still in high school, then now you get to meet the reality. You know, tulikuanga zileza, hey, I want to go to campus. I'm gonna date the most beautiful chick in that college. You're like, oh, hey, utangoja. The drama that hit you. But what's wrong with the ladies, by the way? Let me ask you. Between men and women, who breaks each other the most? Akina nani uko smash heartbreaks?
It's worse nowadays.
Ama tuna balance. We are on the same rate. Tuko half time. Tuko half time. 1-0.
1-1.
1-1. Tume draw.
Say ni 1-1. Like, it's like men cheat.
It's a doomy I do you. It's a doomy I do you. So, talking about cheating, I was telling this lady, ati alifanya revenge cheating. Ati because, you know, boy wangu, nilipata text za mse mingine, so I also had to go back and cheat and ensure nime cheat ile vizuri sana. So I was like, you know, there is always nothing like revenge cheating. At the end of the day, anybody yako inatumika. So we don't care. Sisi whether ulienda, ukafanya all the, every stuff that I can't quote in words. Man, if me, I'm that man, you know what? I don't feel the impact much as you might feel. Anybody yako inatumika, you went and did your shit and you're back. But life continues.
Cheating relationships, where that is a whole other. It's always like story mingi. Uh-huh. But I think men cheat as fairly as women. Women cheat. Mm. Men cheat like.
And why don't you want to talk about relationships on your podcast? Or achana na hiyo. People normally, ukiambia tu mtu the word relationship, we, people are just like, we, why? Why the exclamation?
Character development. Ushafigwa character, we mse, mdo unusema nina.
Hey, mi nao, niko na insurance ya character development. Nikiona inakuja, hey, ati yangu inakuwa covered.
But kila mse nakuanga na character development, kamoja, mahali tu, kamoja tu.
No, I guess.
Everyone has that one character development.
You know what my friend told me? Ati, you know, if you want to be really good in this life with these women, one thing, go and get your heart broken and then you will understand life.
Everyone has that one heartbreak. Me already had mine. When at what age did you have your first heartbreak?
Hey, have I even ever had a
heartbreak? Heartbroken.
No. Or maybe I've been heartbroken but I just refuse to cry.
You have to cry. No, the first heartbreak. You will cry. You will cry.
Maybe I've been denied.
You will go heartbreak now. But don't you accept? Maybe no. But don't you have not accepted?
No. I look back at my life. I think I'm the one who has that broken people the most.
I was that broken in 2020.
COVID. Karibu ende quarantine.
Hey, I was that broken in 20. Kumbe heartbreak. I was that broken in 2020.
That you felt nice.
That one first heartbreak, and then after that, but I was that. Hey, you look heartbreaking.
Uka ende vaccine ya anti heartbreak.
Bana we.
So say you will ende vaccine ya anti heartbreak.
Vaccine bana. But you moja tu kuna kwa na but hey, you had break ilini wanga.
What was up? You loved too much.
Parental guardians is advice.
Are you parental?
Parental guardians. I'm not gonna say what happened.
Hey, okay.
So Zawadi, It's nice to have you here. It was nice having you.
You're talking as though we've ended.
I was asking you.
Yes.
I was asking, well, how has your week been? We're gonna niambia. You are.
Oh, my week has been long.
Who are you meeting? A writer? And to come get about novels.
Who was I meeting? No, I was just telling
you. Just tell me how your week has.
No, I was just telling you I've been working on a story. Oh, I told you like this week when it started on Monday. It was kind of good. went to work, been doing up a story. There is a feature story I'm working on postgraduate depression, by the way. Yeah, it's coming up on your screen, so you should check this out. And so the week has been continuing on well, but in between harper, people, understanding people is really a hard thing.
Understanding people is hard.
Like I don't know, ataka uko na masters ngapi na PhDs of psychology, it's really hard. People are unpredictable. I as well included. Sometimes I tend to act according to the situation. So my week has just been good, but hey, imeisharaka na niko na two deadlines za kumit.
Aminangoja tu ikisha end month ifike.
Na nimepewa holiday, ati tomorrow ni holiday. Yeah, tomorrow ni holiday. But I'll work wherever I'll be.
One thing I hate about being in the media industry, ati we work during holidays. That thing in a bowl.
Yeah, that's why you are the fourth estate. You are after...
Ati tomorrow imagine ati you are going to work.
After Kinaruto na Gachagua, you are the fourth estate.
But it pains me. Eh, work during holiday. But it's okay, it's okay. Me tomorrow I think I'll be at work. I'll go to work.
Then. The way you're thinking, it seems you won't be.
I will be at work. Where were you? So basically, that was your week. Weekend, you were planning aje?
Hey, weekend, I wanted to travel to go see my only remaining grandparent. Oh. My grandparents on my maternal side, yeah.
Oh, maternal. Your grandma or grandpa?
Both of them are still there.
Oh,
actually, on my mom's side, where I saw even I still have a great grandparent who is still alive. Yeah, so it was my plan. I wanted to use a different form of transport. I wanted to cross over the lake.
Where is it, Mbita?
not really. Then alight at Kindube, then take the remaining part of the journey to my grandma's place.
That sounds fun. Yeah, because like a great way to spend your weekend.
You know what? I'm kinda hydrophobic. Kinda. Napenda mchezo ya maji. I love swimming. Yeah, like last year in course, actually swim bus, and that's why I was telling you I felt bad when this week I never went to Mombasa like Mombasa I planned. So, I mean, up and I'm chizo ya maji, depending on the size of the water vessel. The longest I've ever crossed a water body is the 10-minute ferry from Nyali to Likoni. That's normally the one that I do, Nasiogopangi, because the ferry is big. But here, boat, I tried one in Port Victoria last year while we were going to Uganda. Hey, I tell you, man, the boat was sipping. Majili kwenye yandani na wanachota. Nili fungarona seatbelt, I tell you. Well, sita ijaribi mchezo tena.
That made me think I'm hydrophobic. But that is a great way to spend your weekend.
Yeah, but let me also ask you, for all the time you stayed in Kisumu, have you ever done a boat ride on Lake Victoria, east side of Kisumu? Because I've never.
I have, at Hippo Point.
Hey, ulikuwa na all with this normal canoe, hii ambao hii.
It was speedboat.
Oh, speedboat.
Canoe, I would love canoe.
Hey, mi arakani speedboat bana.
Talk about your hydrophobic.
No, spendi water vessels ndogo. Water vessels ndogo yenye inaweza guza maji. Yeah.
It was dope. So that's a great way to spend your weekend at your shosh. Me only have my shosh.
No, but I told you that was my plan to really go. So because I have to go cover some live event on Sunday. Yeah, at your school.
KG.
Yes. There is the national chapter of the Kenya Science Engineering Fair. Sijuko likuanga hizo vitu. I used to be in those things. So it's part of my assignment. I'm the one who's going to report on that. So I'll just have to go.
Me, I like such things, such friendship.
Yeah, tag along to end.
Me, I love such things.
Yes. So that's what I'm doing this weekend and waiting for the week to start. Yeah, at least next weekend, ntakuwa off town. Yeah, I just want to go somewhere in Homa Bay County to see my grandma. I don't want to say where. And at least Easter was good because I spent it in Kakamega doing several podcast episodes and also hanging out with friends.
That is dope. But this weekend, what am I doing? I think I'm going to...
Stay in the house.
Stay in the house. No.
Mamiyo. Okay.
I think that and then Sunday I'm supposed to go and shoot. I'm going to shoot content for the unspoken community. I'm going to shoot content for my podcast. And then, yeah, I guess that's it.
Yeah.
So it was nice having you on the podcast.
Yeah, thank you so much. We've talked for long, man.
Which song is your favorite? What are you currently listening to?
Hey, this week, my song of the week is Staying Alive. It's a very, very TBT song. Where's the Juata? I just, it's sung by Bee Gees. I love the guitar inside because I play guitar.
Ah.
Bee Gees. Hiyo ni song ya 70s, huwezi jua.
Huwezi jua. Kyo yangu unasikiza ngoma za wazee.
Oh, you want the one for current. That's why I said it's my favorite song of the week because I nearly gundua hii wiki. Yeah.
I'm listening to Jolly by Kaid. Jolly.
That.
Jolly die.
It's a Niger.
It's a
Niger. I'm gonna hear it after this.
So yeah, nice to have you here. Parting shot.
Parting shot. Wait, yangu.
What are you talking about? Hey, Zawadi, you do a lot of things, baby. I'm inspired. Yeah. When inspired, unafanya vitu mob, you're shooting. You have a podcast. You're meeting writers. I like it. I like what you're doing.
Yeah, you should stalk me on Instagram at ZA_WORDY, and on Facebook it is Gift Isaac. Bracket Zawardy with the same spelling. On YouTube it's the Zawardy Podcast, ZAWORDY, and on Twitter at Zawardy, and all other platforms, TikTok at Zawardy. Hey, TikTok man, yo, nimewachia.
TikTok is the app that is blowing up. I would advise you to get on TikTok. TikTok is blowing up.
Yeah, so that's where you can find me. What else do you want me to tell these people?
Kama uko na mtu kama uko na muru, labda kuna mtu hapa sauti imemsika.
Mimi at the moment
has been motivated.
At the moment I'm just Zawadi, Mr. Zawadi.
Una kimtu sasa?
Mrs. Zawadi, but it's a
guys, you miscare the handles. Go and check your boy out.
Na msini DM.
Mstock, mujaze yo DM yake. Mstock, metoka and spoken. Mujaze, muflag yo DM yake, yeah? So, nice to have you here. Thank you for coming.
Thank you so much.
Guys, that's it for today's episode. Thank you for tuning in, Manze. Keep sharing this episode. If this episode iliko nice, if you enjoyed this episode, share it with your friends, share it with the family. And tell me what you think about this episode, by the way. Tell me what you think about this. And I guess I will see you on the next one. Remember to also check me out on social media at Unspoken Podcast KE. Check my personal accounts at Aweno Awiti. Slide DM. I'm going to say slide my DM. I reply to all my DMs. So yeah, I guess I'll see you on the next one. Happy for 20. Yeah.
Until next time.
Adios.